Well, I'm down the Port Adelaide rooms and joined by Matt Thomas. And Matt, you just come out from a bit of work with the doctor, mate. Looks like you've gone 12 rounds with Mike Tyson in his heyday.
Yeah, mate. Well, Mum will be quite annoyed, but I'd hate to be Tommy Logan's mum. He's probably got 25 stitches compared to my 5, so I think I got off lightly.
Let's get the bad stuff out of the way first. First quarter was unbelievable to watch. They kicked the first 10. What happened?
Yeah, look, obviously we're pretty disappointed with that effort. We didn't come out to play, and the Bulldogs, being the team that they are, showed us really how to put the score on the board, and we were really disappointed with that. And then, you know, we tried to change the tune in the following three quarters, and we think we did that and stuck up for each other a fair bit and played some good footy and starting to go the way we want to.
14 goals apiece after quarter time and 6 goals to 2 your way in the last quarter. What brought about that change?
I think a bit of belief and a bit of confidence. The boys are starting to get in each other, and I think we're just sticking to the game plan that the coaches want us to play, and obviously it's paying off. So not a great result for us, but it was good to see a few young guys step up and kick some goals.
Well, on those young blokes, John Butcher kicked 6 in just his second game. Tell us a little bit about him. He's played a lot in the SANFL, hasn't he? Been injured, but he made the most of his opportunities today.
Yeah, absolutely. He made the most of his opportunities, and a credit to him. He's stuck at it all year and worked hard to get his body right, and he's starting to reap some of those rewards, so it's good.
Jackson Trengove, probably his best game for the Power, would you say?
I'm not great when I don't see much of the game. I'm kind of a bit focused on my job, but it seemed to take a few marks and then move pretty well, so it looked like he played pretty well.
What about on your game, 21 disposals today? What about your game today and also your year? What positives can you take personally from 2011?
Probably being a little quiet in the second half of the year, as our team has the first half of the year, playing more of a midfield role, which is nice. And again, today, starting to get back into the midfield half forward and just trying to do my bit for the team. So it's been a tough year for the boys, but hopefully we can come out with something.
Can you see the light at the end of the tunnel? We've mentioned a couple of young blokes. I'm just looking around the rooms now at Matt Lobe and also Mitch Banner. There is a good future with some of these young guys, though, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. You know, those guys are working hard every week and doing all the right things, so it's going to take some time. But when it finally clicks, you know, there's some good times ahead for the club, and those boys especially will be around.
It's pretty fresh after the game, but you got 2 to go. You've got a game at Docklands against the Bombers next Sunday, and then forward a couple of weeks to Adelaide Oval. How much are you looking forward to playing on Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, really a lot. It's going to be a great game. Hopefully we can sell that out and finish on a good note. We're dying to get a win, and with 2 games to go, it's, you know, Essendon, the Docklands. We play some good footy there, so it'd be nice to get there and have a trip away together and then get back here to Adelaide Oval and be part of history and see if we can get the win.
Matt Thomas, thanks for your time. Go home, have a sleep, and good luck next Sunday against the Bombers.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me.